Enjoying the fruits of their labor. Trot rambutan growers band together to keep both yields and prices high. The climate along the eastern seaboard is especially suited to the cultivation of fruit crops and yields are constantly improving. But the increased output has meant a greater surplus that has resulted in prices falling during harvest seasons. This year, the combined output of durian, mangosteen, and rambutan, mainly from Rayong, Chonburi, and Trat provinces, is forecast to grow by 4.5% to 766,000 tons. Output is slightly down so far at this early point in this year's season due to less than optimal weather conditions, and fruit prices have been better as a result. But to ensure that selling prices remain at high levels, long-term solutions are crucial to help planters. Export markets can absorb some of the excess, but freshness suffers in the case of long-distance shipments. Freshness can be maintained by packing the fruit in cold storage or shipping by air, both of which are too expensive for small exporters. We must find alternatives to make our export business more viable commercially, said Surya Chanplui, a fruit planter and trader. Early on, she adopted local wisdom to preserve fruit freshness at the lowest possible cost, forming the Trat Provincial Cooperative with her fellow planters. The 7,000-member cooperative set up the joint venture LT Thai Vietnam Company with Vietnamese businessmen, as that country has become a major fruit export market. Mrs. Syria said the company ships mostly rambutans to Vietnam from orchards in Trat province. The cold storage method would cost 70,000 baht a trip, but she has managed to slash that to only 20,000 baht. Trucks deliver the fruit in plastic boxes to the processing plant, where only good quality pieces are chosen. They are then rinsed in water, covered with a moist, fibrous sheet, and packed in ice to keep them cool until they reach their destination. Using this method, freshness can be maintained for more than 2 days for the trip, despite it being nearly 1,000 kilometers from Trat to Vietnam's fresh markets. Thai fruits have received a warm welcome from the Vietnamese. Rambutan orders have expanded from only 30 tons a day 5 years ago to 500 to 400 to 500 tons at present. Our profit is small, only 1 baht a kilogram, but it's pretty good overall due to the large volume, said Mrs. Syria. She wants the state to ask the Vietnamese government to help facilitate cross-border trading between small exporters by shortening the lengthy customs process of that country. Rambutans are delivered in plastic boxes to the processing plant, where low-cost cooling methods can keep them fresh for the 2 days it takes to reach Vietnam's fresh markets. The holdup means much of the ice has melted by the time the fruit reaches the markets, resulting in increased spoilage, said Mrs. Syria. She said Vietnam is a relatively new market, so quality may not necessarily be a main selling point. But for established markets such as China, quality is all important. Lamiat Gongkao, another fruit trader in Trat, said her clients are mainly Chinese and freshness is essential. She identified the Middle East as another new emerging market for Thai fruits and said she expects 100 tons of orders from that region this year. Ms. Lamyed expressed a concern that rising prices for rubber and palm oil have prompted farmers to abandon orchards in favor of those crops, and said output from the eastern provinces could decline significantly as a result. A recent survey of the Office of Agricultural Economics showed the plantation area of some types of fruit crops along the eastern seaboard, especially rambutan, has fallen by 4% to 1.73 million rye as landowners increasingly turned to rubber instead. The Bank for Agriculture and Agricultural Cooperatives has introduced a loan scheme aimed at lifting crop prices. The scheme targets cooperatives formed by trot planters for marketing purposes. A 15 billion baht credit line has been established, mostly for fruit tree purchases, plant construction, and working capital for farmers. The Trot Provincial Cooperatives LT Thai Vietnam Joint Venture is one client of the scheme. Planters can distribute their yields through the company at higher prices than other traders receive. For example, rambutans are priced higher at 2 to 5 baht a kilogram. The company charges a service fee of 5,000 baht per truck.